Good morning, everyone. With me here in the studio is Majora Carter, host of American Public Media's radio show, The Promised Land, in for Celeste, who's out for the holidays. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
You know, I got to tell you.
What?
I had kind of this, maybe it's a combat flashback or some kind of weird sort of dream about my holiday Christmas dinner coming
Lots
up.
Lots of drunk uncles or something.
Well, no, it involved family. I mean, I was sitting at the table. I was looking down at everybody. I was very happy everybody was there. But they weren't.
Nice.
They weren't my family when I looked at them.
Who were they?
Listen. Oh, everything looks so good. So I just want to say it's great that all of you are here. Uncle Glenn, Rachel. You know, just it's just so wonderful to have you all here. You know, there's plenty to talk about, right?
We cannot allow for even talk of raising taxes.
How exactly can you be for deficit reduction and extending tax cuts?
Grow up.
Excuse me.
Budget busting bills like Obamacare.
Do you have the gravy down there?
Stop it. Stop lying.
Okay.
There is nothing in the Dream Act that gives undocumented immigrants an advantage over white Americans.
How dare you?
Thousands of people held peaceful protests all across the country.
It's not about any of those other things. It is about the gays.
The turkey? No, I said turkey.
No respect whatsoever.
You are a liar.
Nice. Some potatoes, please.
You can take your little fair and balanced snippy mark and shove it.
I'm going to take you outside and do something.
I didn't start this.
I'm the father.
And so then I woke up. Imagine if your holiday dinner table was full of talk show hosts and argumentative people who only wanted to talk about politics.
I know. I'll take a drunk uncle any day.
Has this been your experience on holidays?
Gosh.
Have you ever had that experience?
Not quite like that, but semi-close.
So it's more family business to get talked to around your table.
Lots of that.
Well, as a public service this morning, we're anticipating that there are going to be some political arguments. I mean, the results of this year's election were interesting. And we've also had the last 2 years of where it seemed to me the overwhelming victory of Barack Obama and the end of the Bush era meant that a lot of people kind of had to sit there with their mouths shut at the table.
And now the time is, oh, yeah.
The time has come. Joining us now are a couple of people who might be about to have this same experience that we're talking about here. Justin Winbolt, 33 years old, listens to The Takeaway on KOSU in central Oklahoma. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, John.
You've got some strong opinions, but you're not a talk show host, right?
Thank goodness, no.
Also joining me is his brother, Jason Winbolt, 38 years old, a real estate he's in real estate banking. He's describes himself as a libertarian Tea Party voter. He's married with two daughters. He's talking to us from Spring Hill, Kansas this morning. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, are you guys going to be together for Christmas dinner?
I believe so.
Well,
I think they're coming up to see us here in Kansas City.
And
yeah, as soon as we get free.
Now, do your holiday tables typically become dominated by politics around this time of year?
Well, it depends on the situation. We have been banned previously from discussing politics at the table.
Who does the banning?
Mom, of course.
Right. And how does she, Jason, how does she make this ban? Just describe it and do her voice if you could.
That would be very, very difficult to do her voice. But, you know, she describes it as mostly my father has had a heart condition lately, so she doesn't want to get him all riled up because he can really get after it. We discuss anywhere from tax cuts for the rich to cutting spending for Social Security, and everybody gets up in arms.
All right, so start one of those arguments for us. Justin, tax cuts for the rich, good idea?
I'm in complete denial in any form of tax cuts for the rich, but I don't understand why we're in a deficit, which the Tea Party loves to harp on, and Republicans in general, but yet we're not raising enough money to pay for it. Austerity cuts can only make so much of that up, but we're still going to try and give them tax cuts.
All right,
it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
That's Justin, right?
Yes.
Okay, Jason, your response?
Well, I don't think it's fair for we talk about fairness on the liberal side, and I don't think it's fair for only a select few to get tax cuts when we all are in a bind. if we're talking about deficit spending, then we really need to cut. We've been needing to cut back for, at least 10 years. I even say the President Bush should have cut spending instead of increased spending.
All right, now I'm starting to lose my appetite already listening to both of you guys.
Are there any topics that are completely off the table that you just know before you sit down, we are just not going to talk about this?
Well, we would think that
the biggest one for me is
they even argue about that.
We can never agree on health care.
So health care never comes up.
Well, it has in the past, but we really never bring it up anymore because we simply just do not agree on it.
And what's your dad's position on some of this stuff, who your mom doesn't want to get worked up? Jason?
He's on the liberal side of it. He thinks that we need to make sure that everybody's taken care of, no matter what the cost is, and making sure that people have health care, people have Social Security, that sort of thing, no matter the cost.
Right. That's Jason Winbold, 38 years old, describing his dad as a bit of a lefty. So Justin Winbold, 33 years old, younger brother. Are you dad's favorite?
That is a common debate among the the three of us. There's actually an oldest brother as well, and thankfully you got the calmer of the two out of the three.
So the oldest brother is the real wacko here, is what you're saying?
He would qualify for Howard Stern's pack on occasion, yes.
Howard Stern, wow.
That's pretty...
What does your mom like to cook, or what are you having for dinner? I guess it's at your house, Jason, right?
Yeah. We haven't really decided on a menu yet, but I'm a big fan of turkey and mashed potatoes.
All right, as long as it's something that can't be thrown, I think that's a good idea. Jason Winbold,
we give the turkey legs to the kids so they don't get thrown.
All right. Jason Winbold, 38 years old, real estate banker, libertarian, Tea Party voter in the Kansas City. Justin Winbold, his younger brother, 33 years old from Oklahoma City and Stillwater, Oklahoma, giving us some advice on how to avoid politics or get into it if politics is what you're going to discuss at the holiday table. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much, Jan and Major.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.